Eileen was not here on this occasion, so we were having a discussion evening when one speaker came through Les.
I'm quite privileged to. But also it's quite difficult to explain these things in simple terms, unfortunately.
Perhaps it would go on from there to think something about the geography, if I can use that word in a loose way, of the various realms in relation to Earth plane. But I think I've got a mental picture that we are all primarily spirit beings. We have a life on Earth plane as a small part of our spiritual development. And I've got a picture of ourselves here on Earth plane. And if one could think, perhaps wrong think of it diagrammatically, but if one could think of it as a diagram with a number of spirit realms, with the lower spirit realms being lower than the sort of lot we have here on Earth plane, and the intermediate spirit realms and progressing to higher spirit realms. And we believe that St. Paul wrote an Apocalypse where he had a vision. It didn't get into the Bible, but it did turn up. But he describes a passage through 10 of those spirit realms. So, yes, there are more than 7. anyway, perhaps one can't count them. Perhaps it would be wrong to count them. But there are a number of spirit realm levels, shall we say. There is what some books refer to as the oneness or the beyond. Now, I have the picture that Jesus would have, that it is not necessary to reincarnate on Earth plane from the beyond, but Jesus did on a special mission. And that is the only condition when one would reincarnate from there to Earth. And when he says he is at one with God, that is a reference to he being up there in the oneness. Now, there are other masters who walk the Earth, like Sai Baba, Mother Mira, Muhammad. Now, I wonder, I suspect, now perhaps you can inform me or correct me if I'm wrong here, but I would suspect that they would not be from what one would term the oneness, if that is really just one without any further strata. I don't know about that. They would be from somewhere advanced in spirit realms, but perhaps not quite up to the oneness where Jesus came from. Now, what do we all think about that, or what do you think about that? Could I put that as a sort of question?
But I do not understand your speech. I understand what it is that you wish to know, but I cannot understand why you still wish to know. It has been said that you must consider yourselves as a whole. As a whole. Your masters of which you speak were no more, no less, belonging to the oneness, as you call it, then are you belong to the oneness. You do not seem to understand that you are part of the whole. Therefore, the whole is part of you. You will try to separate the pieces into pieces of a puzzle, which you can never, within this physical life, hope to place together correctly. Do you understand me?
Yes, yes, thank you. Yes, that's...
You place far too much importance upon the appearance of a master on this earth or upon other places which exist and of which you have no knowledge. Those masters performed a duty which was required of them at the time. As each of you here are performing a duty required of you at this time. The duties of the masters were proclaimed to them because of their spiritual awareness, which was higher, much higher than those whom they were sent to teach. You, in your turn, you may not believe, but are of equal importance in the scheme of the universe as were those masters. It escapes your memories, perhaps. It escapes your thinking that those masters at one time were in the same state of development as you now are. Do you understand?
Yes, sir. Yes.
So I beg of you, please, do not try to think of the universe as a piece of confectionery from which you can abstract one almond, from which you can take one piece of fruit, from which you can take one grain of flour. If you do so, then you have no cake, do you? You destroy the very thing you are trying to analyze. Is that not so?
Yeah, so we are trying to do too much analysis.
Concentrate on feeling. Concentrate on thought. And above all, far above all, concentrate on learning how to give and how to acquire love. Love binds the universe as the oven binds the ingredients of your cake. Think only of developing love, love, love. You will not succeed. It is not possible for you to succeed fully. But the trying to do so is in itself success. You understand.
Yes. Thank you.
I trust my visit has been of help to you.
Yes,
tremendous.
Very much. Thank you.
I offer my blessing. I offer my love, which I also had to learn how to acquire and to give, and which I am still learning and shall learn for much time to come.
Our love goes with you.
May the great Creator guide you and guard you and let his love pour upon you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good night, my friends.
Good night.
Good night.